Kalim Perek Yud Mishnah Zayin. Here we have to give a hakdama because we're dealing with a new type of hatsola from tumah. The whole airspace in a tanur or in the oil of a maize fills up, and anything that's inside becomes tummy with that tumah. However, the same way we learned now that tzomid psil, a kli that has a cover that's mevatel d'shem pesach, is mevatel the it takes away the shame of being in the avir of that place. There's a halacha of an oil b'toich oil. That means if a person's in an oil and they're surrounding him a bigger oil, he's in a one oil where the bigger oil that's on top of the oil that he's in, taka has tumma inside that oil, he doesn't become tummy. The oil is choitzis, is matzul mipnei ha'oil. If you look at Perek Vav in Ayholos, what's mavur over there is that an oil which is a kli, or an oil which needs a kli to prop it up, is not choitzitz mipnei atumah. That means that the oil we don't see as stam an independent zach, we see it as shaykh to kelim, and then it has the din of a kli. And then it's not matzul midin oil. There's another mission over there in Perek Yud Beis, that a tanur shel cheres arguably could be an oil. How big does something have to be an oil? A tefach arabi tefach could be a very small oil. It doesn't have to be a big structure. A mamish, a minimal structure that's on the sides and above and has a tefach by a tefach. However, if it has a shem kli, it's not an oil. A tanur, if it's a dover that's nigma malachtois, it has a shem of a kli, and then it's not an oil. If it's a tanur that's not a tanur chodesh, if it's a tanur, sorry, tanur chodesh is something that wasn't used yet, so it's not a kli, so mele then it has a shem oil. Tanur yoshon is nechshav a kli, can't be matzel din oil, it has to be matzel midid tzomid psil. So now we're going to have in our Mishnah a tanur chodesh and a tanur yoshon that will put one side of the other, and we're going to have to see when the hatzola works. Tanur yoshon, which is a tanur like we just explained, which is kvan nigma malachtoi, and it has a shem of a kli, so you need to come on to the din of stimas tzomid psil in order to be matzel mashav v'soichoi. B'toich ha-chodesh, it's inside a chodesh that doesn't have a shem kli, so it's an oil lahatzel min atuma, if it's covered, even without tzomid psil. Usrido, which we had before, is a flat piece of cheres. Al pi ha-yoshon, it's on top of the yoshon, which is inside the chodesh, but it's not cemented down, it doesn't have a din of tzomid psil. So it's like this. Nital ha-yoshon usrido nefeles. If the yoshon that's in the chodesh collapsed, and because of that, the piece of cheres that was sitting on top of the yoshon obviously fell off. The sides of the tanur platzed, and the srida fell down. So, mele, it can't be considered an oil over. Remember that an oil doesn't have to be airtight. The oil means it's a different structure, and it's chaitz, it's because it's considered in a different space. But the walls over here fell in. And the top, memela, is not a top, because it fell down. So there's no oil on top of the tumah. So memela, whatever's inside, hakol tameh. Vim lav, if the tanu yoshon was nitl mitachteo, that means that it's wider than just sitting on the edges of the yoshon. So it was supported by the chodosh, and the chodosh is an oil. So mele, it's considered an oil in an oil because the luach of cheres, the srido, could function with the sides as an oil. And it's an oil that blocks out what's outside of it, even though it's in the bigger oil, but the smaller oil is considered an oil for itself. Hakol tohar. The Rash has an arichos over here where he brings that since the Mishnah over here is in the 10th parak of Kelim, the Pasha says that we're not talking about dine oil. We're talking over here about tzomid psil. And we're talking about the yoshon, the chodesh, it's all tightly attached. And the yoshon fell in, but it's still tightly attached like day the sides to the chodesh. And we're talking about mukav tzomid psil, so what does that have to do with whether the yoshon fell in, l'chor, it's still enclosed? He himself is matmi on this pshat. The Ravid also brings in Perek Chaval Tumas Meis, halacha test such a pshat, b'shem Ravi Yevoni. But the kasha we just asked, the Rosh is kasha. The way we just said is the Rambam and the Rosh and the Ravid in Asogos, and that's the way the Rav explains. two Gishmak Amarim Kaimis from other areas in Torah that are negated to this definition. A Tanur, Chodosh, Yoshon, is it a Kli, is it only an oil, would have relevance. There's a din, according to Shita Beshamai, in the end of the first Perek in Shabbos, is that there's a Halach of Shvisas Kelim. Pashas, in the Rabbonon, Beshamai holds, that the same way a person's not allowed to work on Shabbos, and there's an Issa Deraisa also for a person's Behemoth to work on Shabbos, there's also an Issa Deraisa for a person's Kli to be doing Malacha. Person's Kli is also a form of Ishvisa, Bittul Shvisa of the person. Kelov Shalodam have a certain definition of him. However, a person's Karka, Lamoshal, growing, that's not him working, that's the ground is producing. So Tanur, if it's an oil, it's just the structure. The structure is a lot of work. A person, Lamoshal, would be allowed to have, even according to Beis Shammai, an air conditioner running on Shabbos, because the air conditioner is Mechubur to the house, and the house Mechubur to Karka, it's not a Kli. So what would be the halach of a tanner? Could you have a tanner going? You wouldn't be allowed to have wood with a kli functioning or refrigerator running. You wouldn't be allowed to have a bishama. Well, even that's debatable because maybe the fact that a refrigerator only works when it's plugged into the wall is mavatal the shame kli. That's negel, let's say, when you want to know tfilas kelim by something that's plugged into the wall. There is raid, there's a discussion that a Keurig, a coffee machine, any type, popcorn machine, any type of machine that only works plugged into the wall. Maybe that's Mavat L'Shem Kli. V'inishviya Tanur is a real discussion, the Rajba, in Shabbos, whether it would have Shvisas Kelim or not. That's one Gishmak of Maram Vokim. The other Maram Vokim is, there's a whole discussion, Lagabi, the idea of Kelim being Mekabel Toma. Oil is never Mekabel Toma. Oil is a structure. Structure is not Mekabel Toma. So one of the places where this has a discussion, where something is propped up, like we were just discussing, the Sarida is held up by the sides. Is it an oil? Is it not an oil? There's a discussion about a Teseftin oilus. We're not learning oilus now, but we'll just be mitzayin the Maramokim, where something is propped up, and does that give it a shame oil, legabe the area underneath? And the shaila would be legabe Kabbalah's Tumah, legabe Maimid of Schach. It's a famous halacha that Schach has to be made from something that's not Mekabel Tumah. You can't put pieces of wood that could be Mekabel Tumah up for Schach, even though it's Gedule Karka, but if it's Mekabel Tumah, it's possible Schach. There's also Halacha Midrabbanon. It's not clear exactly how far this Halacha goes, famous discussion in Hilchos Sukkah, of Maimid, where they were Goyzer not to hold up the Schach with something that's Mekabel Tumah. The Shaila is, there's the Maimid that's attached structurally, but it's a piece of metal, let's say. So over there, the halacha is that it should be roy to be. It should be roy for schach. So you don't want to hold up the schach with wood. You want to hold up the schach. You don't want to hold up the schach with metal. You want to hold it up with wood because wood could be used. The shah is also the gabi kabbalah's tumah. If it's a shaykh to a kli or a shaykh to an oil, that's part of the discussion over there. Mishnah Ches lefosin is the mefarshim taich. Like pots. So the Rav says it's short for the word alphas. Alphas is like a frying pan. So they take out the aleph and it's pronounced Beloshna Mishnah Lefosin. Zubetech zu. There are two pots or two frying pans. One is inside the other. This is Seisein Shavos. The sides that go up are equal height. Sheretz Bel Yoinu Betachtoinu. Sheretz is in the top one or the bottom one. He, the kedera that has in it the sheretz tmeo, v'kula on the other parts tahoirois, because each kedera the avir is an avir benifrad, and each klicheres is not considered the toich of the other one. This is what's known the lashon of the mafarshim is kol asher yipol al toichoi, toichoi the avir is metame v'loy al toich toichoi. It's only when something is completely swallowed up by the entire airspace of a klicheres, then it's considered bit toichoi. But pats that are one inside another is only toich toichoi. Hoyu bekoines mashke. Koines mashke is the shear which is mevatel, the teres kli, because it's koines mashke, the mashke could come in. So the hole is in the kederu. Sheretz bel yoino, kulon tmeois, because it penetrates, it's all there, it's all part of the same kli, it's not techtechoi, it's a bitl on the same kli. But if it's betachtoino, he tmeo, The kulon, all the kederes that are above it, inside it, going up, tohirois, because the sheretz is only in the one that's tachtoina. Now, where the explanation over here is in order. Let's understand what's going on. There's a nekev, let's, for argument's sake, say that there was a nekev in four frying pans stacked in each other. So the one on the bottom, we'll say with the nekev, we'll start off with this. The one with the nekev on the bottom still has the same kli. Why? Because a kedera, a frying pan, lefosin, is roi loichin lamashkim. It still retains the same kli until it's kemoitzizesim. So it has a shame kli. So the sheretz that's sitting in the bottom pot, the bottom frying pan, is metame the bottom frying pan. Now let's go up to the one before that. The one before that also has a hole. So what do you want to say? The kli itself, in the avir of a kli cheres, the one on the bottom, kelim don't become tame. Avir is not metame kelim, it's metame oichlin. The food inside the second one is yet tame, but not the kli itself. Elmai, what do you want to say? You want to say that since there's a hole in the one, in the second to the bottom one, which creates a hemshich between the airspace, and now the sheretz on the bottom is in the airspace of the one on top. So you're saying it's both of men and shem kliv. It's both of men and shem kliv, right? It's not mekabel tumah. So there's nothing there to be metamed the second to bottom one with. And the Rav makes the cheshbon and the Rav fears oit. In the first case in the Mishnah, with the sheretz v'alyoina, so you could look at the top kli that has a nekev as not a kli, that's considered in the ear space of the bottom one, and the top kli is not, it's in the ear space of the bottom one, the top kli is not a, does not chaytzit. Hasheretz v'alyoina, v'atachtoina idefes, here's another case, the sheretz is in the top one, the bottom kedera overlaps the top one. So the avir of all the kederis are one avir. And the middle one, not. The reason for that is clear. The edges of the bottom one go up all the way to the top. So the top kli is in the airspace, or rather the sheretz is in the same airspace as the bottom. The sheretz is in the top, but the sides of the bottom go all the way up, so it's in the airspace at the top. So it's the kli that it's bavir. It's not being mekabel tumah from the other kli. So the bottom is mekabel tumah. It's also in the airspace at the top. Obviously, it's in the top. So the top is tumah, but the middle one is a teich teichai. So it's not mekabel tumah. Last case, bel yoinav, the sheretz is in the top, v'atachtoi noi defes, this type of case, kol sheyesh b'mashke tefech tmeo. If there's mashke tefeach, so that would be called the mashke is bavir, the mashke is bemtsoyos, the mashke is definitely bavir of the tanu that's metame, and then the mashke has a dindirabono that's metame the ktera. Remember, the ktera can't become tame from the tanu or the kli cheres that becomes tame because of toich, but it can become tame from mashke, that's exes mashke dirabonon. Now, the last line of the Rav is not so understandable. The Rav says, Hu adin, this chiddush of mashke tefeach, where this d'gzeres mashke, have a motzal hashmini chiddush of mashke tefeach, pereshuk shashetz b'yin of tachtein oidefes, v'yesh mashke. So, the truth of the matter is that the gifts, the way we have it in front of us, is taka the third and the fourth case, are the same. Hashetz b'yin of tachtein oidefes, and the sefer is al yoino v'tachtoin oidefes. Except the Mishnah adds that mashke tefeach. It's not a different case. It's this case, but we're adding the din of mashke tefeach. So kanira that the Rav had a different girsa. It's not clear what that girsa is. Maybe the girsa was hoel yoino v'hatachtoin oidefes. It wasn't one oidefes, it was both oidefes. So maybe it's a slightly different case, but the point is that in a chanami, the gzeras mashkin would be true by the case before that. The Rambam over here also has a little bit of a different shita. It doesn't sound fundamentally like a different shita, but in the first case of Sheretz Bel Yoino Kulon Tmeyois, where we said that the pshat over there is that when the Sheretz is Bekdero Al Yoino, so when it's Nikev, we're machmir to see the Kli HaNokuv as Oiskli, and then the Sheretz is considered in the Avir of everything. They're all nakuf. Mela, they're in the airspace of all the keteros. So the way he cheshens it out, you really have a reason with that to be metaher the middle one, because at kama you want to consider it in the middle one because the upper one is nikev. So you're saying that a nekev that's kekoinis mashke calls it ois kli. If it's ois kli, then the middle one, the emtsois, is also not the habitat of the sheretz. Sheretz is not there. Sheretz is in the bottom one. So mamadav shok. Either it's in the top or it's in the bottom, but it's not in the middle one. So the middle one would be tohor. You can't say kulon tmeos. The word kulon tmeos over here, the Rambam says, is that the oichlum shebekederetz are all tome. And this fits what we were talking about before, that the oichel could be tomei, but the kederis themselves, how would it become tomei? The oichel is because the oichel is in the airspace of the bottom one. So you consider it in the bottom one, then the oichel that's in all the kederis, that would yeah be tomei. But not the kederis themselves, because manavshach is not bemtsois. And the truth of the matter is that this nekuda of manavshach, the middle one is not tomei, is based on that we're looking at the kekoinis mashke, this that we go l'chumra, is it a din vadai that we treat it? It's a kli l'kabolas tumma, but it's l'gabi kekoinis mashke. It's called a pesach and it needs a tzamet psil. Is that a din vadai? So we discussed this the end of Perek Tes, and what we had over there in the Rambam is that you could say mamar shachutz midin sofik. A kanira that the Rav who's going to Shita the Rash is going the way we explained over there, the Shita the Rash, that this Vada, it's taka two-sided. It's not a, it's a din b'teres Vada. It's a din b'teres Vada, so it's not Maman Shok. Well, do you look at it this way, do you look at it that way? You look at it both. So Mamela, all of them could become Tomei, because you could look at the top one, Kekainis Mashke, but at the end of the day, you still have to be Machmir L'gabi Dem Tzoyis, that's in Dem Tzoyis, even if you don't look at it. Even if you look at it, that there's a Pesach in the Elyon, but it's still Bem Tzoyis. So Mela, all of them would become Tami. Kanira, that would be the Hezber of the Machlaikas. Okay, we are Be'ezus Hashem finished the 10th Perek of Mesechus Kelim, and Be'ezim, it's a momentous occasion. First of all, we're a third of the way through Mesechus Kelim, it's Bechlal a greater achievement. But more than that, when you look at the Tosefta, the Mishnayis are called Bavakamo de Kelim, Bava Metzia and Bava Basu de Kelim. There's three Sha'orim, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basu. The same way in Meseches Nezikin, this is the way it's labeled in Seder Nezikin, we have a Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basu. So we give it that name over there, and it's each one is 10 Prokin, but they're really three Sha'orim of Dinei Momenes. And now we're finished the Dinim of Kli Cheres, that's the first Sha'or, the Bava Kama of Meseches Kelim. Now, is that taka the way we look at it? There's three mesechtas, and then we can make a sudas mitzvah, and we finish the mesechta, v'chol ha-mestayev? That's a good question. There is support to look at it like three mesechtas. The interesting maramokim is that the kadmonim say that the reason why the word goin in Bavel, they call the god Lador, to Rosh Hashiva, was called goin, is because the word goin means the glory, the splendor of Klal Yisrael. The word goin is a gematria of 60, because he knew 60 mesechtes. And the question is, if you count up one by one the Mishnayis, where are the 60 mesechtes? And one of the pshatim that's suggested is reordering based on considering Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basa, one mesechta, we're making Kelim to three mesechtes. Another cheshmah is that if you cheshmah the way we have it, three mesechtes in Seid Nezikin and over here one, so then there's 63 mesechtes. One of the shemois of the ways of writing out Yud Kei Vov Kei, Al Pi Svarim, is Bigamatri 63, so they bring that in tandem with that. There's another Memra, which is the Mishnah finished off at the end of the Masechta, Omer Rav Yosi, Ashrecha Kelim Shenichnasta Bitumo V'yotzosa V'tara. And L'chor, what it's going on the beginning of the Masechta and the end of the Masechta, which says Tor. We don't have that at the end of the Bava Kama of Kelim. So Kanira, that's all considered one Mishnayis, one Mesechta from beginning of Perek Aleph until Perek Lamed. V'nishvi, Tfilosenu, that we should have Siyat Deshmaya in the Bava Metzia of Meseches Kelim going weiter. We should fill our Kelim with Torah and with Tahara, Bez Hashem.